fam, welcome to the Prescription for Change podcast. Are you a working professional, busy mom, and tirelessly trying to bring your A-game in your career? Do you prioritize your family and their needs before your own, leaving little to no time for self-care? Do you secretly fantasize about the days you are at your physical peak and confident with your body and in your skin? Are you tired and struggling with the never-ending journey to better nutrition, physical fitness, and mental health? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then this podcast is for you. I am your host, Dr. Michelle, board-certified physician, mom of two, and your health coach. This podcast will transform the way you think about food and your health so you can break away from perfection paralysis and finally start to live your life intentionally. Let's get started. Hey everyone, thanks for joining for another episode. I am going to jump right in for this one. We are going to be talking about another hot topic, and of course this season is all about food and just trying to create health in your life and really just giving you some education on things that are factual instead of a lot of the myths that you may hear or things that you may see scrolling on social. So the saying "you are what you eat" is true for the most part, but today I'm here to tell you that America is now suffering an unexpected consequence of fat-free diets, fat-free foods, and it is now seemingly impossible to reverse, and it is extremely disheartening to me. Just thinking back to how the food pyramid was constructed and reconstructed, and kind of all of the adjustments that it went through, and looking at how our diet and food changed, particularly from the 70s to the 90s, and now in the early 2000s, and what we're kind of dealing with. So as many of you may already know, we have an obesity epidemic in the U.S. in particular, and it's something that is happening here. And a lot of studies have been going on looking at, like, why is this happening here? Why is it not happening in other countries? And what are the things that we have done to kind of create this? And a lot of this is what we've created. So we know about genetics and things being hereditary, which is true. Some of this is due to genes, but a lot of it is also due to that nurture part, right? The nature versus nurture. And what we've kind of done in our society that has lended to this increase, like overweight, obesity in children, not just adults, but particularly in children as well. And then, of course, leading to some comorbidities such as high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and the list goes on. I mean, you can have some difficulty with movement, some vitamin D deficiencies. There are just so many things that come into play and so many things that we were not aware of. And so as the food pyramid was being constructed and then, of course, redoing that, unimaginable and unexpected consequence that we're now suffering just seems really, really difficult to kind of dig ourselves out of. So yes, you are what you eat. What you eat can in fact change your body type. It can change your eating habits. It can, there's certain things that are a little bit more addictive or that your body wants or craves or feels necessary to have. And we talked about sugar in a prior episode and how that kind of biofeedback kind of works into you wanting more sugar. But the thing about fat is that we've been avoiding this for decades now, and fat is naturally occurring, just like sugar can be naturally occurring. So trying to take sugar out of things, but then replacing it with processed things has its consequences. But now we're suffering the same thing from fat. So not all fat is bad. In the first season of this podcast, I had talked about just the major players and what are the things that our body needs. And one of those things,
being fats, right? So one of the macronutrients or the things that we absolutely need. And I'm going to get into a little bit later how our body even can produce some of that. But for the most part, when we're talking about fat, we're talking about saturated fat versus unsaturated fat. There are also some processed fats that come into play. We don't really worry so much about trans fat, as the FDA kind of put a whole kind of kibosh on that and trying to eliminate it completely from foods. And I think at least that has been taken care of for the most part. And of course, there's going to be some trans fat in other things, but at least it's not being pumped into our diets. So that was an issue. But now just avoiding fats altogether without being educated on how it can actually serve us is really something that has kind of led to the situation that we're in now. So saturated fats are what you think of as the quote-unquote bad fats, the things that you absolutely want to either avoid or limit at the very least. So you don't want to have too much of it. Those are things that come from butter and from meat. So things, if you think about like a ribeye steak, that is going to have saturated fat in it. Or if you're cooking with real butter, not margarine, which has a lot of trans fat in it, that's going to have fat in there. But it's not that, you know, there's a lot of flavor that comes with it, and it doesn't mean that you can never have any of those things. And there's some butters that are made that are very good, and so some that I prefer, and I certainly do eat steak as well, and some things that have saturated fat. It's just the amount that you're taking in and not having it for every meal or every single day is really what would be harmful. Unsaturated fats, so your saturated fats are your LDL, your low-density lipoproteins, and your unsaturated fats, which are thought of as the quote-unquote good fats or healthy fats, are the ones that you want to get more of. And so not being able to differentiate between healthy fats and the kind of bad fats or the ones you want to limit is really what has messed us up and kind of gotten us to this place. And now just trying to provide some education on what you actually want to get in your body. The reason why you want to have fat in your body, well, there's several fold. The first thing is that there's always been this misconception that all fat is bad for you. And so taking it out completely means that you're missing a whole group of macronutrients. And the macronutrients, as I had talked about before, are the things that are really going to feed us, the things that are going to give our body what it needs. When we're hungry or we're craving something, we need food that is going to be able to be processed and broken down and provided to our body for energy and for recovery and to complete all of the functions that it needs to complete. So our brain, for example, thrives off of or lives a lot off of fat, right? Sugar is going to be that quick, simple, especially if it's a simple carb or a simple sugar, it's going to break down very easily. It's a quick source of energy, but it doesn't last very long. So when you are trying to concentrate in school or at work or do something at home with your kids, you're trying to focus on a task, you really need, your brain needs those fats. Everybody needs it, right? So infants, when they're developing, they need those healthy fats. They need that. You may see on like milk or certain products where it says that it has DHA and all of these different things. Those are the brain foods. Those are the fats that your body needs, particularly your brain. So you can concentrate. You can move things from short-term memory to long-term memory. You can, it helps with your mood. It just makes you not cranky. Or hangry, for that matter. And so just because of the concerns surrounding fats in general, when it was really should have been directed towards saturated fat is when we kind of like got rid of it. So the food pyramid that was created and then adjusted, fat, there was little to none that was on there. It was like, just eliminate it. Don't even put it in there. It's just not good for you. And all of the food that had naturally occurring fat in it. So if you think about things like dairy products like yogurt or cheese and that sort of thing, so the things that had naturally occurring fat in it now became processed, and we replaced it with carbohydrates. And again, carbohydrates is a macronutrient. It's something that is necessary. So we also don't want to eliminate carbs. We've kind of talked about that whole issue as well. But I don't want you to be afraid of these things. But when you hear fats, not all fats are bad. So the fat, the food that had naturally occurring fat in it became processed and was replaced with carbohydrates. So that means that now all of the healthy unsaturated fats, or all of the good fats that were in our food, were now being replaced with simple carbs, and they are branded as, quote, fat-free. So you may see that all over products, even today, as you're going through the grocery store, people are looking for fat-free, sugar-free. But all that has happened is that they've taken the naturally occurring fat or sugar out of those things. They have processed it and now put in some fake stuff, right? So it gives it all of that same like creaminess that you want from the fat, or buttery kind of like flavor, but it's fake. And so we think about, when I hear like fat-free, or I'm thinking about fat-free labels, those are typically on things like cookies and cake and ice cream. And most people are going to go to that section. Nobody wants full-fat yogurt anymore. I actually was going to the grocery store, I was looking for just a full fat Greek yogurt, just regular Greek yogurt. I didn't want it fat free. I didn't want low fat. I didn't want reduced fat. I didn't want skim. I didn't want any of that. I just wanted yogurt that had the fat in it and the protein and the fiber, and to get the probiotics that I wanted from it. I just wanted plain yogurt. And all of these things are so processed. I tell you, I searched probably three different stores and could not find just regular yogurt that didn't have fat-free or reduced fat on there. And I want it in there because I want to be able to, and this is one of the things I wanted to talk about, is that it helps to keep you full. So when you have true macronutrients, they're not being replaced with all of this other like garbage in there, and it's not processed. When you let food be the way that it is, of course, everything in moderation, but fat, because it's a macronutrient and it is necessary for certain functions in our body, also helps to keep us full. It's a little bit harder to break down. Of course, when you're replacing it with simple carbs, again, that simple sugar, it's going to break down really quickly, be used for energy. And if you're not doing anything that requires energy, or your metabolism is pretty slow, then that's just going to get stored as fat. So then you're actually not losing the weight that you want to lose, or reducing your weight, or having weight maintenance, but you're gaining because you now have this influx of processed foods that have no sugar, quote unquote, no sugar, no fat in it. So it should be good for you, but you're taking in all of those calories. And again, not all calories are created equally. So you're taking in excess calories because you think you're eating things that are good for you, and they're not. And it's an excess. And the other thing that happens is when you're eating these processed foods and they're simple carbohydrates and they're lacking fat, is that you're going to take in 200-400 calories, and then you're going to be hungry in about an hour. So you're going to be searching for another snack or eating another fat-free snack, and before you know it, you've taken in 2,000 calories of garbage. So it really isn't serving anyone well to do that. The full fats or the healthy fats, the unsaturated fats, are going to be good not only for body function, but also to help keep us full for satiety. So you're not hangry and, you know, searching the pantry or the fridge for that next snack, or going through the fastest drive-through so that you can get more food, right? They're just empty calories. The other thing I wanted to talk about is just that the fact that unsaturated fat is good for you. And there's so many different foods where you can find those things where they're not processed, or you can just have it as is. So mostly these are going to come from your plant sources. That's your HDL, right? The unsaturated fats or the good fats you get in things like cooking oil. So when you're looking at olive oil, especially if it's extra virgin, it's going to be better than regular olive oil. It's just like how much it's processed or not. Safflower oil, soybean oil, eating things like peanuts or tree nuts, so any kind of nuts or seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds are going to have some unsaturated fats in there. Avocados are another great one. And avocados are so good because you can have it like sweet or savory. So I like to sometimes get the frozen avocados in the grocery store. Or even if I have a few that I know are going to go bad pretty quickly, because you know how avocados do. They're always, you get them, you think that they're fine, and then before you know it, they're spoiled. So if I even see that it's going that way, sometimes I'll just cut it up and freeze it, and then I can use it in a smoothie, which is really great. It just gives it this nice creamy flavor or texture. It doesn't really have much of the flavor to it, and it takes on whatever it is that you're eating it with, or making guacamole, or just eating it in your salads just like that, or putting it on toast. So there's so many ways that you can use avocados if you haven't before. And then of course there's some fish like salmon, sardines, herring, which all have a high amount of omegas and unsaturated fats in there that are really good for you. And so how this all works is that if you have a diet high in saturated fats or the bad fats, it obviously can lead to high cholesterol, even in children. So we actually do screening in children as young as 2 years old for high cholesterol, especially if there's a family history. And it's hard to even believe that a two-year-old can have high cholesterol, but it does happen, which is why we screen. And so that's all part of like preventive care and educating. But also being able, you can't necessarily reverse the high cholesterol that's there, but you can at least stop it in its tracks so that it's not continuing to build. So just really understanding that you need fat in your body. You need some of it for your brain function and for other body functions. It's helpful for satiety or to keep you full longer so that you're not grabbing for more and more snacks and just getting in like the empty calories. And then of course it is also great for helping with other body functions, like I was saying. So there are many studies that have actually shown that replacing saturated fat with unsaturated fat can reduce your risk of heart disease by about the same amount as cholesterol lowering drugs. So that means instead of having to take medication or take pills to lower your cholesterol, you can have that very same effect where you can kind of reverse that or stop it in its tracks by eating the right amount of foods or eating the appropriate foods. So really just paying attention to what it is that you're putting in your body and what they're replacing it with. If it says fat-free or sugar-free or whatever-free, it's like, why is it taking that one thing out and what is it replacing it with is the bigger question. What are they putting in there instead? And it's not something that's keeping you full, because a lot of these snacks are just that. They're, you know, empty calories, and you need to eat a whole lot of them to even be full for just an hour or so before you go reaching for something else. So that's really important to just be mindful of, and looking at the labels and looking to see what are the ingredients that are in there and how it's being processed. So the other thing or last point that I want to make is that not all saturated fat or the bad fat comes from intake or what you're eating. So some saturated fats are actually produced by our body, and it's almost like a byproduct when you're breaking down simple carbohydrates and sugar. So again, it's like I was talking about before, if you have an influx of simple carbs or sugars, it and you're not burning that off, you're not using it for the energy, or you have this excess that's in there, then it's just going to get stored as fat. And so that's what you don't want. That is the fat that kind of sits around your organs, like your liver or your heart. And you want to make sure that that's not the case. You don't want to have a fatty liver, because that is extremely hard when you have visceral fat or fat that's around your organ tissue to get rid of. That is really difficult. So just being mindful of what it is that you're putting in your body. Why are certain things being replaced? Just really having a questioning attitude. Like, why is the food industry doing this? What is the purpose of this? And what are they replacing it is the bigger question. So I think a lot of things, as far as medical problems that we're facing in the States right now, could really be reduced if we take a good look at our food and what we're doing, and how things are being processed, and not so much looking at what it is you're trying to take out of it, but what's being put in it instead. So that's what I have for you today. I hope that this was helpful and that you can use this moving forward. I will be doing an episode pretty soon on being a label detective and how you can just incorporate this for every aspect of your health and your life, and just really paying attention to what it is that you're putting into your body and what you're ingesting. Really, really passionate about this, because food is probably the biggest impact on our body and how we're living. And if we can control some of these things in a mindful way, and thinking about it in a way that's going to really serve us well, right? And just doing the things that we need to be able to create health in our life. All right, y'all, that's what I have for you today. Cheers to your health.